From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. About this time in the program, I would typically state the title of the program and maybe an associated question and some insightful comment. But today, even though it is the number one program of 2014, I have no clue what it is. So Randy, please open the envelope and tell us what the number one program of 2014 is.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. We're going to do that in just a moment. But, you know, we've been counting down these top five programs from 2014 based on your reaction to the program when they aired, either calling our comment line or leaving a story with us or listening to a podcast and so on. And we've been through some interesting programs. I'm waiting to find out what's the number one program. Okay, let's open that envelope here. Let's see. Okay, thank you, Steve. Hand it to me, please. Wow. Wow. Hey, here we are just less than 10 days away from the end of the year. And the number one program for this year was about being blindsided in life, which I think is sort of appropriate as we're thinking of a brand new year, because we're going to get blindsided every day, and let alone every year. And the topic that we, this was back, it says here on November the 19th, we took calls from around the country on folks who were being blindsided, either in their marriage or their health or their finances or some area of their life. And we all experience this. It's a universal challenge. And I think just, guys, before we start to air the clip from the program that aired back in November, I think this is symbolic of why intentional living exists. Because we need to be intentional in building our faith and our relationships and our marriage and all of these things in our life. Because when we get blindsided, we're going to be better prepared to deal with it, Steve. I think that's really why intentional living and this program really, I think, marry quite nicely.
And it's, by definition, blindsided is you don't see it coming. And so what we try to do here is help you be prepared for that. It's in football, it's the left tackle who's the most important because he's the one who's protecting a right-handed quarterback's blind side because the guy turns to his right. And it's the blind side coming at him.
Why did I know it was going to be a sports analogy?
but to be prepared for that, you have a really good left tackle. Your quarterback has to have skills and be able to sense that. And so building up your faith, building up your tool belt, so to speak, for your marriage, for your parenting, for your relationships to help you face those times when you are blindsided, but then also to encourage you and to help you through when you have been blindsided. And that's what this program did. It was a great encouragement.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, we're going to play a clip from that program here just in a minute, and then I'm going to ask the guys to jump in and talk about their experience this last year of folks we've tried to minister to and help who've been blindsided in life. Steve Tanner, you just heard from, is our senior producer. Steven Davis, who's been a part of Intentional Living way back from many years and been a, man, what a fantastic help. And Rob Riegel, who's the newbie to the team, joining us here in studio as well. So, guys, let's take a listen to that one of the callers I had on that day from, I think it was Karina, who talked to us from Georgia, to get us started on number one topic for 2014. Karina is in Georgia, our first caller on the air here today. Karina, welcome from Georgia.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. How have you guys been blindsided, and what have you learned?
Well, you know, Dr. Carlson, all my life I have had just little things pop up, big ones, little ones, medium-sized ones, you know? And I guess it started when I was a child. I just began to praise. And my mama always took me to a church. She always had us in Sunday school. And so hymns and psalms and spiritual songs in my, you know, in my head, in my heart. And when something traumatic would spring up, I would just automatically go into that praise. And, you know, God says he inhabits the praises of his people. And sometimes we just forget that. Yeah. And you know, you want to do a Bible study. You want to do, you know, run to a pastor. But sometimes you're all alone. The situation is unbearable. And we've had six suicides, my husband and I, between our families in the 32 years we've been together, either on his side or mine. That's tough stuff.
Yes, it is.
That's really tough stuff to handle. And, you know, some of those we saw sort of coming, some of those we didn't. We lost a child. We've just been down a rough road. Both of us come from really rough backgrounds, alcoholism, drug addiction, abuse, and, you know, the Lord has been just that platform. He has been the strength in both of our lives, and that praise to me was just instrumental and carrying me through.
Well, you're talking about really intentionally worshiping and praising for people who are Christians, but they don't quite understand that. How does that look? How does worship or praising God actually look?
Well, the Word says in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, you know, and I go to God's Word and look at what He says about Himself, and then when I'm praising, I use those words. And I find that what it does is it reminds me of who He is. Yeah. It's not so much for His sake. He doesn't need that from us.
Right.
You know, He is not waiting for us to worship Him, I don't think. I think he can get along just fine without it. But it sort of reminds us in how big, how strong, how powerful, and how, you know, omnipresent He is. And once our perspective changes, suddenly the problems and the griefs and the sorrows don't seem so overwhelming anymore.
Well, there's a very practical, you know, we talk about one thing here. That's a big part of our ministry, doing that next thing, doing, you know, just taking control of this moment. And maybe you've been blindsided, like Karina's story of 6 suicides. Yours could be a different story, but when she talks about praise, taking Scripture, looking at Scripture as you read it and praying it back, that's really what she's saying. That's part of worship, is taking Scripture and praying it back to God and in trust and obedience. I'll tell you, that changes your mind. It's a spiritual thing, but it's also a very practical, psychological thing. It changes your mind, your focus. It can change your attitude, your disposition in the middle of whatever it is that you've been whacked with that you didn't anticipate. It makes a big difference. Yeah,
That's totally right. Ephesians 5:19, it says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Right.
And this is so cool, right there, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father
Good
in the name
you.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you got it down. You're doing it and experiencing it. You could do a seminar on this one, Karina, because you understand it. You've been through it personally. So,
yeah,
all right. Well, God bless you. Thank you for your call today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Talking intentional today when you get blindsided in life.
Hello, my name is Norman. It was about intentional living, about how I've gotten through some adversity, maybe not all of it, but I'm working on that as well. I lost my best friend that we had grown up together from the time we were about 12 or 13. I lost him in January. I lost my precious mother in June 15th of this year. I had an old dog. His name was Oscar. Over the 4th of July, somebody fed him hamburger with glass in it. He died coughing blood in my arms. August the 26th, I lost my dear precious wife. And September the 7th, I was coming back from town and the sun was in my eyes and I hit a guardrail. It totally destroyed the car except for the driver's seat. It wasn't even touched. I came out of that car without even a scratch. How I deal with this adversity and with this loss is I have to remember the adversity and the loss that Christ felt on the cross. Even He said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? I have to remember what God said. He said, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. I don't know that I could ever give my Son the way God did Jesus. One of the ways that I hold on to my sanity, if you want to call it sanity, is the fact that I know that my time here on earth is limited. But with eternity, it's not.
Wow, that's quite a story. It's Norman. And you talk about losses, guys, his wife, his mother, his friend, and even a pet, you know, and you think about how all of us get blindsided in life. That's why we're here. We're here to encourage you, to lift you up, to remind you that God loves you and He'll be with you. Get intentional with your life. Get intentional with your thinking, with growing your spiritual life and your relationships, because you need that, because there's going to be a day you got to draw on it. And that's why we do this. And You know, it's because of our listeners, guys, that we can do this. I think it's a good time, a couple of days before Christmas, to thank everyone for their support and remind them how important it is here at year end.
I thought about that when I first went to our storyline and heard Norman's story, and I thought about how he wouldn't be able to tell what God did in his life if this program wasn't here. And so for listeners like you who support Intentional Living, thank you for making it possible to share Norman's story.
Stephen, we've been talking to folks, thousands over the years, and you have the history on that. And Norman's story, I think, is reflective of a lot of people we hear every day. And we thank people for their support to allow us to do this.
It really is. And it's a great opportunity to I man the live phones. We all do when, you know, after the program, but people call in and you hear their stories and you hear how God has touched the lives of these people. And you recognize what a gift technology is in order to be able to reach these lives.
Mm. Well, we want to say thanks to everyone. And Steve is our senior producer. You know that we try to spend every dollar here we possibly can wisely. We're pretty lean. And here at year end, what happens between now and the end of the year, mm-hmm. frankly, from a giving standpoint, will really determine what we can and can't do going into next year. Maybe from your heart in these last 30 seconds, so we can get folks to give us a call and help us close out this year.
Yeah, it's you want to finish strong so you can start strong. You know, have momentum going into the new year, and everybody feels that way. You want to finish one thing strong so you can start the next thing strong. And, you know, new beginnings in a new year, new opportunities, and new Normans to reach mm-hmm. and to hear from right. and to be encouraged by coming up in the new year. Won't you help us finish strong for 2014?
So if you're at a place today where you could go to the phone or go online, we would really appreciate it. If you could share a love gift here of $100 or $200 or $500, whatever God lays on your heart, we just want we need everyone to be involved right now. Give us a call during West Coast Business Hours today, 888-888-1717, or online even easier at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And God bless you. Thank you for your support. All right, let's get back to the program Blindsided for Life, aired on November 19th. And my next caller was Michelle. So let's take a listen. Okay, let's go to Michelle. She's on the line waiting in New Mexico today. Michelle, welcome.
Hi.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about being blindsided in life, Michelle?
Well, that stuff seems to come out of nowhere. Yeah. But yet, in a strange sort of way, God kind of prepares you for what's coming up. Mm. You just need to be paying attention. Yeah. A lot of times you're just not really prepared for it.
Yeah. What was your story?
Well, my husband passed away a year and a half ago from cancer. We didn't know that he had cancer. And it wasn't until February last year that he collapsed in our living room and nearly bled to death that we discovered later when he was at the hospital that he had a really large tumor, and the cancer was bad, and it just spiraled downhill after that. He just kept getting sicker and sicker, and it had spread to his liver, you know, which that eventually killed him. And 9 months after that, my father is killed in a pedestrian accident. He gets hit by a car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your losses.
My mother was there at the time that it happened, and it just shook her so bad. She has dementia, and her dementia just was made, I believe, was made worse by that.
Wow. Well, that's understandable. What have you learned through all of these losses, Michelle, in terms of being blindsided and being intentional? What have you learned?
I've learned that God is with us in our lowest moments, at every point in our life, but at our lowest moments when we don't think that he's there. You know, God spoke to my heart one night where he said, "I will heal your heart, but it will be slowly." And he was holding his hand, you know, calling him in my heart in his hand. Mm. He said, "I am growing perseverance in you through this, that you will be able, you know, to minister to other people, you know, that have gone through loss." You know, because I remember praying on many days that I was visiting my husband in the hospital. I said, "Lord, you know, I don't want to live without him. But if I have to, will you please help me do that?"
Well, part of what I'm hearing you say, Michelle, is a reminder to all of us, whenever the situation comes that we didn't expect, we've got to make a decision at some point. This is either going to drag us down and bury us, or we're going to choose to rise above it. It is a decision we make. And boy, thinking intentionally, it's a very intentional decision. We either choose to be intentional in our faith and our trust in getting up and breathing every day, keep moving in the right direction, not giving up, staying focused, being intentional, or we cave in. It's a decision that you make. And it's a decision we all make. And some of us are better equipped, maybe wired differently, to face these things when we get blindsided. But wherever you are, it comes back to making a decision to either you trust or you don't. And one of the reasons we're such a big advocate here of getting into Scripture, reading Scripture, memorizing Scripture, is because I find for myself when things happen that, boy, just catch me off guard, when a passage comes to my mind, when Scripture comes to my mind, that can replace the doubt, the anxiety, the fear, whatever, with something healthier and truth-based. But if you don't have it in there, if you're not intentional putting it in there, it's not available. It's available, but you have to go find it. And so memorizing Scripture, preparing your heart, your emotions, yourself intentionally for the times that you get blindsided in life. All right. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate your call. I got time to get Lauren on in Arizona. Lauren, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Appreciate it. What have you learned about being blindsided in life?
Oh, heavens. Well, when I was in college, I had gone into a town where I had no family, no friends. I was just kind of thrust out in the world and had to make my own way. Had some roommates who didn't really care much about me, and slowly loneliness started to eat away at my testimony of my Savior. Eventually, my self-esteem got so low that I started doubting everything that I'd ever believed in. It got so bad that I started to doubt about, like, goodness, decency, whether or not I was good enough, and got into some addictions that I'm extremely not proud of, and I got myself stuck in a corner. Tried fixing it all by myself, didn't work. I got really, really lost, but then, you know, when I tried fixing it all by myself, of course it didn't work.
Yeah.
I used every single avenue, but except for the one that I should have gone in the first place, and so it got to a point where I threw myself in a corner, and the last person I could reach out to was the Lord, and I was scared to death. I had gotten to a point where I was so afraid he wasn't there that I would drown. But, you know, it was either reach out to him or give up. And so I did. I reached out to him. I started a fast, a 24-hour fast. I was like, Lord, show me that you're there. And so I worked that day not eating anything. I was tempted three times with free food, but I stood my ground. And the Lord answered my prayer. He reached out to me through another sister, and I started my way back to the Lord with the tiniest sliver of faith. But I knew that, you know, that everything that was going on, I knew it was a lie. I'd always known that Christ was there. And so with that knowledge, I reached out and slowly, ever so slowly, I crawled and racked and climbed my way out of the pit that I put myself in. And it's the hope and the joy of knowing who I am, that I'm his child and that he loves me,
amen,
has slowly pulled me out of that horrible self-esteem slump I had just almost destroyed myself with.
Well, that's encouraging, Lauren.
And I
hear, is that one of yours?
Oh no, I'm with my sister.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, it's a busy place, Lauren. That's your intentional story. You know, when we think about being intentional, you trust God. He's there. He provides. He directs. That's Lauren's intentional living story. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You get in the pit, you trust God. That's a matter of living intentionally. I think by the way, Lauren, thank you for your call. I think what Gabby says on Facebook sort of summarizes for all of us what can happen when we get blindsided in life. A divorce that you didn't expect, or maybe that diagnosis of illness that you did not anticipate, or it could be a reversal in your work. Gabby says it. What do you do when you get blindsided? Freak out and then pray and cry. Take a deep breath and pray some more. You know, that's an intentional reality. The fact is, some of us are going to freak out at first when we get blindsided. But ultimately, where are we headed? Where are we going? And that's a matter of being intentional?
It was back in 2010. My father had passed away. I mean, he was the dad. I think he was the closest thing that you could get to God being right next to you on earth. I know all daughters think their fathers are their hero, but he really was my hero. 3 weeks after my father passed away, our house burned down unexpectedly in the middle of the night. At the time, my four grown children were living with me and my 101-year-old grandmother. I wasn't home at the time. Myself and my daughter worked third shift. My older boys were there. Their dog woke my oldest son up. He got his other brother out. My oldest ran into my grandmother's bedroom, who could not walk. The fire had started in her bedroom. She grabbed something and wrapped it around him. He ran in to get her. My son got burned going in. He said he got into her room and there were flames everywhere. He said there was a perfect ring around Grandma's bed. She just had the covers up over her nose and eyes. And my son said all she kept saying was, he said it'll be okay. She said it'll be okay. My son picked her up out of the bed, carried her out. He got burned going in and out, ended up in the hospital. My grandmother, there was not a mark on her other than a little soot. No smoke inhalation, no burns, no red marks, nothing. And I told my son, I said, you know what? I'm sure that was Jesus or God's angel, someone standing there, you know, telling Grandma, it's going to be okay. And it was. And during this time, there were other issues going on. One of my children had a drug problem that they were struggling with. And life really blindsided me. But I just want to let everybody know God is there. He is. Just hang on. Keep your head up. Say your prayers. And, you know, today, 4 years later, our lives are wonderful. They're not perfect, but everyone is okay. We're all living in a different house. Everyone has jobs. My child that had the drug problem is doing wonderful. It has been clean for over 2 years. Just hang in there. God is there with you. Just don't let go.
Well, thank you, Karen, for sharing your story with us today. And guys, you're the production team. You're the guys that make this happen. It's on the phone, you know, pre-producing spots that we all hear on the air every day. You guys do a beautiful job. That's why you make me look good from, well, at least as good as it's ever going to get. You know? I appreciate that. But why do you do this? I mean, it's more than a job. I think you guys have been called to do this. Start with you, Steve, as our senior guy here, as a producer. Why is it you guys do this?
I see that God makes a difference through this ministry. He speaks to me through it. I mean, every day in here, I'm not just doing my job, but I'm being blessed by what's going on. I learn from this program. I learn from you when you call. I learn and I gain and I'm encouraged by, and I'm honored to pray for you whenever you call and you're going through something. And Dr. Randy's able to help you through that. And man, it is such a privilege to be able to do this and to have that kind of connection. Mm-hmm. We don't just connect as a program on the radio. We really connect at a ministry level and at a heart level.
Yeah. And I think too, I mean, we're coming up just 2 days away from Christmas. And when you think about the greatest gift that the world has ever given, Jesus, mm-hmm. you know, the incarnate Christ, mm-hmm. and that kind of permeates everything that we do. And we want to be able to take the same kind of generosity and be able to bless our people and to share with them and give them truth, give them Jesus when they don't know him, give mm-hmm. them hope. And that's something that runs throughout our ministry throughout the year.
Absolutely.
I think hearing people like Norman and Karen, who went through so much, and yet in tragedy, their tendency was to turn toward God. That encourages me. Mm-hmm. I've had some tough times in my life. And when I heard Norman, I looked at myself and said, Rob, you're a spiritual chimp. Listen to that guy. It's part of the benefit of being a part of this team.
In context.
Well, listen, I want you to hear something. We've shared it a couple times in the last week for listeners tuning in, tuning out. But this is the reason we do it, what you're about to hear. We had a caller several months ago, as we do many, many days. In this case, his name was Luis, and he called about a marriage and finance thing. But when I turned to the real issue spiritually, you can hear a little hesitancy at the beginning because I caught him off guard. But listen to what we talk about, because ultimately we get to the core of the issue here, and that's a spiritual thing, and I think that's true for many of us. So take a listen.
Well, we believe in God. I believe God exists in everything, but I just cannot reach God. So I don't know.
Well,
I need something else.
Well, Louise, listen, I'm glad you're listening. You know, the scripture is very clear. God doesn't hide. You know, if you're sensing God's presence in your life and you're sensing his realness, have you ever given your life to him, Louise? You ever gotten to a place where you said, Lord, I know you're real. God, I know you're real, and I want you in my life. I want you to be the centerpiece of my life. Have you ever done that?
No.
Is that something you would find to be important in your life, something you would like to do
yes.
right now?
I do. I think it's very important to me to say that so I can feel better.
Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.
There's nothing magical about the words I'm going to share because it's got to come from your heart. And it's not only to feel better, but to know that you're a changed new person in Christ. If you're ready and you want to give your life to Christ, I can't think of a better time than right here with everybody who's going to be praying with you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's pray together. So go ahead and pray, Louise. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I give my life to you.
Today I give my life to you.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Come into my life.
Into my life.
Make me a new creation in you.
I'm a new creation in you.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
Thank you for dying for me on the cross.
And for coming into my life.
Thanks for coming into my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I will never forget the look on your face. It was before you asked him that question about Christ. The look on your face when you realized you needed to ask him. I saw it looking through the glass, and I knew we were going from marriage and finances to Christ. It was such a special moment.
Yeah. Well, it's an example, Rob, I think, of what this ministry is all about. Ultimately, yeah, we want you all to live better in your marriage. We believe you live intentionally. It's going to help your health. We know it. It's just a fact of life. But at the core of all this is your faith. Who are you in Christ? And that's why we do this. And we've been sharing with you the number one program from 2014, Blindsided by Life, that aired back in November the 19th. We appreciate your feedback to today's program, by the way. You're welcome to tell us at theintentionallife.com. Okay, Mr. Steve, what do we have coming up Christmas Eve, Christmas Day here?
Oh, so much fun. Our team, our expanded team, I mean, Sally's going to be involved with this. You hear Randy talk about Sally and Amy and Kurt, and the four of us are all going to be involved with telling the true story of Christmas, just straight out of the Bible, no embellishment, no extra words. We're just going to read it straight out of God's Word, the Christmas story. You'll be blessed. I'm blessed putting it together, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, you have it all ready to go because it starts tomorrow.
All right, it'll be ready by tomorrow.
No pressure.
Okay, we know what's going to be happening tonight, today, rest of the day. All right, thanks to all of you again for your prayers and your support on behalf of Steve Tanner, Stephen Davis, Rob Riegel, Sally, myself, my wife, our team here at Intentional Living. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow on Christmas Eve.